He's a world of expertise and an encyclopedia of highway history. I should also mention, by the way, that he hates attention. So this is going to be more of a torture session than a tribute. But he's just great. I'm really going to miss him as a sidekick. And like I said, just a world of experience. He started in 1982 as a mobile unit in Baltimore. And day one or day two, there was a huge crash in the Baltimore Beltway. And the rest is history. He also had a story that he would occasionally tell about one particular fateful day in the nation's capital doing traffic when it was a true traffic disaster. There was the Southeast Southwest Freeway was shut down for a hazmat response. There was supposedly a truck hauling dynamite that shut down the Beltway. There was a crash in Silver Spring that closed it. And then the bottom fell out when the Woodrow Wilson Bridge draw span, the old Wilson Bridge, by the way, it opened and stayed open. And he was on 1500 AM all day long, guiding you through it every step of the way.
Now, one thing that I noted about Bob earlier, that he, when he first came here to WTOP, he worked with the legendary Bob Marburg. Now, Bob used to be a one-man band. Bob could do it all. And then we expanded the traffic center. Everything is now done in-house, and Bob had to learn to work with teammates. And, you know, Bob was so exacting, so demanding that he wasn't the easiest person necessarily to work with, but Bob Immler was the perfect guy to team up with Bob Marburg.
They paired well together, and they did amazing work together too. And you know, having said that, Bob Immler is the last in a generation of famous traffic Bobs, right?
Yeah.
Bob Thompson, Bob Godkin, Bob Marburg, and of course Bob Immler setting sail into retirement. We wish him well.
That's right, Bob Immler, and what a great guy! Not just a great traffic reporter, but a colleague, a person that you could trust, a person you could talk to, calm under any situation.
He's definitely been my rock here for the 15 years that we've been in house, and prior when we worked at other gigs prior to that. So it's just not going to be the same.